This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. Who cares if Larkin gets ice time if we win and he stays healthy?
That's fair.
That is fair. I mean, I will enjoy watching him play more than watching other people's players play. Sorry. I mean, as long as he stays healthy, I guess it doesn't really matter. He is the less ice time he gets, the less of an injury risk there is.
Well, there was a report on Twitter that Cale Makar is not skating today.
Yeah.
With Canada, so that's interesting.
Yeah. But like, I didn't flip on to watch Matt Boldy.
No, he did not. Nor did I. But I flipped on to watch a pretty good hockey game. Was hoping to see a lot of Dylan Larkin. Didn't see a lot of Dylan Larkin, but I saw a pretty good hockey game.
Larkin's 11 minutes of ice time and working on the fourth line is a true reflection of how he matches up against his peers. I mean, in some ways, sure. Yeah, I mean, I wondered about that. Hey, the fact that he's on the team is really cool. The fact that he's, you know, earned a spot on this team. You know, I mean, I don't think of Larkin as a true superstar. I think of Larkin as the Red Wings' best player or in the conversation of their best player, and I'm hoping that the team wins and he continues to make plays for Detroit.
Yeah, look, it's like I watch Sweden, I'll watch for Lucas Raymond.
Yeah. For now, the narrative is dead. This is regarding the fact that the Tigers, are you still skeptical that this team isn't serious about winning? Hey, they didn't land Bregman, but they made the offer. Is the offer indicative, and the $55 million in added salary, is that indicative of an organization that is going to make a financial commitment to do what it takes to try and win a World Series in Detroit? For now, the narrative is dead, but I got to wait and see how the negotiations go with our guys like Scooble Green, et cetera.
It almost feels like the only way that Chris Illich really gets from gets away from the tag that he's cheap,
yeah,
from the fans or members of the media or whatever, is if he were to do a few things right away. Buy out Javi Baez, extend Tarek Skubal, and approve a trade for a superstar player. Do all those three things, and maybe I'll come on board and say that you're not what I think you are.
Mm-hmm.
In reality,
there's a show me crowd.
Those things are probably a year away from happening.
I'm not all mad at the show me crowd. Look, when a team is hoarding talent and they say they don't want to block young players, and then those young players lead them to a playoff bid, I'm like, okay, this plan's kind of working. I get that it's not how the team that won the World Series did it. The team that won the World Series backed up the Brinks truck. They backed up two of them.
Yeah.
Unlocked the doors and said, here, have at it, free agents. And good for them. This team, they said they didn't want to block players, which was met with great skepticism. And then the players that they didn't block stunningly led them to the playoffs, which in some ways was a justification. I would have been pretty pissed if they didn't add to the team. They've added to the team. The problem is, and this is something that I hope they can compete again this year to make Detroit feel more like a destination.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Detroit can be accepted as a destination because it's happened with the Lions after years and years and years and years and years of feeling like the only reason a player would come here is because we offered more money than anybody else. They don't want to be here, but I'll take your money.
Well, it's interesting that this ballpark is spacious as it is, and when it was constructed, it was built so that they could attract high-end pitching.
Mm-hmm.
That the high-end pitching that's come through here, they weren't high-end pitching until they got here. You know, like you developed Justin Verlander. He was a farmhand. They developed him. Max Scherzer was part of a kind of a minor trade, I guess. Well, not minor trade, but he wasn't Max Scherzer when he got here.
Right.
It wasn't like they went out and got that free agent. They went out and they got David Price in a trade. And these were the big-name pitchers that they got. They haven't signed a big-name free agent pitcher. They've made good free agent signings to pitchers that ended up having nice years, like a Jack Flaherty or a Lorenzen. But these aren't the top guys on the list every year when the free agents come out. They haven't been in on those guys. So it's kind of interesting. And the other... talking about not blocking players, it's ironic that that's the philosophy, and yet they were willing to go out and sign a guy like Alex Bregman that clearly would have blocked one of these younger players that they want to get a look at. Now that that hasn't happened, what's the pivot going to be? Is it going to be, okay, your move, Chase Young, show what you got in spring training, or is it still going to be we're hunting down to find a tradable third base asset from another organization?
Logan in Southfield writes in, although we didn't get Bregman, which I'm honestly relieved about, I feel a lot better about the Tigers' payroll with this whole saga. They now showed a willingness to spend, not just on one-year deals. Hopefully next offseason, we can find something better to spend on than an aging bat with a useless years tacked on to the end of the contract. So, but that's kind of the point I'm making. If this team goes to the playoffs again this year, and let's say wins the division, I think people will be less hesitant to come to an organization that's putting together a winning culture with a young core of players. You know, that helps. We talk about it with the Pistons all the time, why the Pistons' progress helps. If the Tigers are competing, Skubal and Green want to stay, and others might want to come. If the Pistons are competing, Cade and Duren and Thompson may want to stay, and others may want to come. It's amazing what winning can do. 248-539-9797. Let's get to some phone calls. We go to Berkeley, and Alex, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Alex.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I have been consistently one of the biggest critics of Chris Illich for spending or not spending over the last couple of years. I'm disappointed they didn't land Bregman. I'm not mad about it, and here's the reason why. It's clear that he didn't necessarily want to be here. He didn't say that publicly, but he wasn't chomping at the bit to play in Detroit. What have we seen recently about a guy that you had to overpay to get here? It fell on his face. Monty Williams and the Pistons. I don't want to see that situation again where you're overpaying a guy to try to sway him to come here. And I'm really praying and hoping that Chris Illich put that $171 million on the table. Sure enough, that he's going to try to spend it again next year. Maybe for Bregman again next year. Who knows? But I mean, you can't fault the guy. You can't say they didn't try, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a legitimate offer. There was no reports that Detroit's offer is, you know, Bregman's turned down Detroit and they're off the table. We were in it right to the end. And everybody who reported on this thing, and look, I think the source, I don't know this for a fact, but my guess is the source is Boris himself. And Detroit was always included. And I think it's because Detroit was willing to give him the years. They were willing to give him the term that he wanted. And I respect them having a budget. I don't think Alex Bregman, and you were more in favor of it than I was, and I was okay with it, but were you in favor of a Bregman at all cost contract?
No, I didn't want to see it get up. I mean, when you see the floor, the contract, right, of 156 that Houston had, that was the floor. the ceiling, if you wanted to go to $200 million, I thought was too strong because I didn't think he was a $30 million a year player. So if you're looking at 6 years, to me, that ceiling was $180 million.
I'd be laughing if I were the Yankees. You just paid Alex Bregman Aaron Judge money? Aaron Judge money.
Because he got the $40 million a year,
yes,
from Boston.
Which is what Judge gets.
Yeah. No, it's laughable. You know, I mean, if Aaron Judge signs a free agent deal to go to Boston, you think, I mean, if for $40 million a year, you're jumping up and down because of how great a contract that would be for them. But Bregman's not the type of player that's going to put up numbers like Aaron Judge. And that's Boston. You know what Boston did? They overpaid. They got it on their terms, and they can afford that money. That's the difference, is that Boston's this major market team that has revenue streams where they can afford to pay players, and they were waiting to make their big move on a player. Is it more than they wanted to spend? I'm sure it is. But because it's short term, it can benefit them as well. I mean, if I were Boston, I would not have done that. Because I don't think Alex Bregman's the missing piece for Boston.
248-539-9797. Is your skepticism gone? Do the Tigers look like a team that is prepared now financially to compete? Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. There's a level of care that comes with a Michigan Auto Law attorney, more like white glove service. A small example of that is they'll call you back. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them, and Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get that call back from them. They have the largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan ever. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. The ladder is gone from behind Gator for those watching online. As the renovation here at 97.1, the ticket continues.
Did they fall?
Nobody fell. But
you ever lived through a renovation or construction in your house? Other than what you were doing yourself. Like, did you have like a major renovation in the house that you had like a crew over every day?
There was floor work. We got our floors replaced.
That's like a couple days.
Yeah, it was a couple days. Nothing major. You did.
Oh, yeah.
My God. You went with a whole home refurbishment.
Well, it was a couple of rooms.
I mean, you can't hide money, people. This guy.
It was kitchen living room, but it's a major renovation. It lasted a couple, 3 months there. 3 months almost.
So there was like paneling torn off the walls behind us, behind Gator specifically. And now there's like mudding going on. And Jimmy Powers, our boss, just walked in and asked, is there sort of any household task that you just can't do? Because for me, it's mudding. And I'm like, I don't know if I consider that a household task. Because I've got one that I'm terrible at. And it simply doesn't matter. Every time I do it, it is unsatisfactory. I'm the worst at washing windows.
Hmm.
There are streaks all the time. And there's a couple places where it really shows.
Where the wife sees.
Where the wife sees, but where I see it too. You can get it, you know, you can turn on your wipers, but sometimes you have to wash the inside of the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I try and do that, get out the Windex and the paper towel.
For the interior of the car
and like the windshield in front of me. First of all, it's awkward as hell.
It is awkward. I agree with
because
you.
Because you're basically asked, for me, it's a matter of all you need to do is dislocate your shoulder to get your arm up underneath.
Yeah.
But that's one. But two is there's 100% of the times I've washed windows, there are streaks. And my wife asked me once to do the windows in our living room, which, you know, there's some windows there. And so I did it. And it was terrible. Like it looked like somebody just dragged something across. Like it was.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you use like bottle of Windex and then like, So. Some people swear by not the bottle of Windex, but the can. It's like almost like a foam type spray that comes on, and then you wipe that clean.
Okay.
And that leaves less streaks. Also depends, I guess, with the what you're using to clean it up with. If you're using a straight up paper towel, that might leave streaks as opposed to microfiber cloth.
Get to go get yourself a microfiber. I've been told, well, you use too much Windex. And I've also been told you didn't use enough Windex.
That might be true.
I don't know what the F I'm doing wrong. Ken, can you wash a window well? Are you good at that?
I don't think it's like that hard to do. I feel like this is user error, like all over it.
Oh, I don't doubt for 1 second it's user error. I know the problem is me, but I can't figure out what
people
I'm doing
people are texting.
Wrong.
They're saying use newspaper. I don't know if that works.
Newspaper,
or not.
Actually, yeah. There's something in the newsprint. This is true.
Hold on. What's this newspaper you speak of?
Go to Wojo. He's got years.
Yeah, so
years,
ask Wojo.
He's got
what
decades
it is.
Worth of newspapers for you. But there's something in the newsprint, I guess, that helps to clean.
Is that right?
A window or glass.
You know where they have newspaper every day? Right down there at WWJ, our brother station, which is just down the hall.
So go take some.
Is there any? What would yours?
I'm not good at mopping. I never have been.
Really?
No, I'm terrible at it. And I got this, like a steam mop when I upgraded my vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, for another $50, where do you get the steam mop? Like, sure, why not? Let's try it out. And it has worked really far below my expectation of what
oh,
I
really.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, it's a steam mop. How bad is it? It's not. You're not cleaning at all. Come on, just not good at it. I don't know if it's the type of floor that I have that I'm trying to clean up. I've never been good at mopping floors. I remember when I was, the first job I ever had was as a dishwasher at a restaurant. And, you know, part of the shift, at the end of the shift was you had to mop floors there. Okay, in the kitchen.
And
okay,
the worst.
And I was terrible at it. And the guy's like yelling at me. Like, well, what am I doing wrong? And he's like showing me, but he shows it in like 5 seconds, throws the mop back at me and leaves. Like, it was no real instruction. So, I mean, since I was 16, I've not really been able to mop a floor well.
All right, so for Gator, it's mopping. For me, it's washing windows. Kang, what is your deficient household task?
This is probably due to laziness, is just laundry. Like, I bet you guys don't do this either. You guys don't do this well either, is you don't read the tags. Like, they're supposed to be washed a certain way, and they're supposed to be dried a certain way.
Wait, they have tags?
Yeah, they do.
I guess all warm, cold, that's, it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like neutral.
No, but my wife reads... like the every label of every shirt. And what annoys me the most is I'll say, hey, does this need to be, can I put this in the dryer or not? You know what she says to me?
Did you read the label?
Yeah. No, just tell me. Yeah, why do I got to read the label? You already know. Just tell me. Yeah, like, so why do I have to read the label?
You're not going to learn
the answer. If you know the answer, please just tell
me.
Yes,
exactly.
You know what I've learned to do? Literally, when I do my own laundry, is I only put socks and underwear in the dryer. Everything else I air dry. I just hang it.
Because you just given up?
Like, I've given up. There's no, I don't right. Yeah, I don't want to know. It's way easier for me. It's far less thinking.
Right?
I'm hanging laundry all over our house.
Yeah, exactly.
As the bachelor of the group here, I'm lucky. The one thing I do is sort between, you know, whites and grays, leave those together, and then darks and everything else goes. That's about the only real rule that I have, which is basic. Aside from that, I never change the water temperature. It's always, I think, at warm cold. I don't add fabric softener or any of that stuff. The only thing I do add is a dryer sheet, so I don't get the static cling.
But you have no one to answer to.
I know.
You know what
I'm saying. I'm not saying this is the right way to do it. I'm saying I'm as ignorant as you guys are.
Yeah, but you don't have someone nagging you about it when you do it that way.
You're damn right.
Did you use the word nag?
Uh-oh. Dude, I'll use it every day of the week. It doesn't matter at this point. Limit's been reached.
Frequently it applies, but I'm just making sure I heard that correct.
Well, why? Oh, is your wife perfect, Doug? Go ahead and say it out loud.
No, the funny thing is... I told you guys and showed you guys how my sons are changing the names of each other's Netflix account.
Yes.
So, you know, awesome. You log on and they
fantastic.
Are
fantastic.
I mean,
it's quite the battle.
It is quite the battle back and forth. Someone in our household changed my wife's account to nag.
Doug, when did you become so literate at this? Wow.
What's going back and forth between the boys is hysterical. Like, you log on to Netflix, at the top it says Doug.
Yeah.
And then underneath it says Nag. And then it says
Inappropriate. Yes, inappropriate. Followed by inappropriate. Followed by inappropriate.
And then my daughter's name, who's been left out of
this. Wow, she is?
Yeah, she's been completely left out of this. But every time I log on, can tell that the boys have gone out and changed the name.
Did you change the name to Nag?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're admitting
it. I did not.
Doug.
Let me.
I admitted to nothing.
Gentlemen, I'd like to, a friendly reminder at this point.
What's that?
Today is Valentine's Day. Just a friendly reminder.
Excellent point.
You guys want to get closer to?
Doug.
Stay away from the three-letter word.
Doug, change it to beautiful Nag.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to change it first. I haven't figured
that
out.
Yeah.
How about Snag?
Right.
Throw an S in front of it. Like a
Snag? Like you think that's better?
Better than Nag.
You're a bachelor?
Right. Tell me you're a bachelor. I'll tell you you're a bachelor.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, I don't have a shared Netflix account, so I don't have to worry about it.
Feedback coming in on the Tigers, whether or not they've at least reinstilled some faith that this team is willing to go out and spend some money. Kyle writes this, it shows they're willing to spend, but they still haven't learned from the E-Rod lesson. Don't put all your eggs in one basket because now all the other remaining free agents are gone.
I don't think they did.
From Jay Points, it's being reported in Houston that he wanted to re-sign in Houston, but he made $30.5 million last year and wasn't going to take a pay cut. So any other offer of an average annual value of less than 31 wasn't going to be considered.
And that Houston did not come close to that.
No, Detroit was under 31, but again, nobody ever said Detroit's out. Nobody reported that. Detroit seemed to be in it to the end.
I'll tell you what, that's just massive ego, if that's the thing. I'm not going to sign for anything less than what I made last year. Okay, well, you didn't have a great year last year. And a team offered you $171.5 million.
Yep.
So that's not chump change on what would likely be your last major contract. Now, I give credit to Scott Boras reluctantly and to Alex Bregman for waiting this out because they ended up getting the best deal Alex Bregman could possibly have. Was it the long-term deal? Nope. But the short-term deal on 3 years at $120 million to play in a ballpark where he has had very good success likely sets him up for another 3 or 4 year deal when that one's done that will pay him handsomely, that in the end total up to be more than $30 million a year over 6 years.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. We have got another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up today at 12:35. It's become one of my favorite segments here on the show. And there's one item in particular, Gator. I am fascinated to see what you are going to say. I think I know what you are going to say. But I'm excited. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe. You're in St. Clair Shores and next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you? I got solutions for the problem for the windows.
Oh, yeah?
You could either use vinegar, or there's a towel that you can buy at Target. It's a blue towel. All you have to do is wet it, rinse it out, and it works great for mirrors, windows, anything, like TVs, and it won't leave a streak at all.
And it's called blue towel?
It's like a blue microfiber towel. They sell it at Target. I can't remember the name of it. It's called Magic. I think it's called Magic something or another. I bought one for my mirror because I couldn't get my mirror was cloggy all the time. And a friend of mine says, "Oh, well, let's go to Target and buy this rag." I'm like, "What? This special rag's going to do it?" She dipped it in water, rinsed it out, and my mirror came clean, no streaks or nothing.
The answer is yes. It's going to work. All right, I need to get this thing.
I think you have to go to Europe to get the magic towel, but it comes with a can of spray. It's only for
completely different thing.
Only for soccer players.
So, Gator, I was thinking about something. The Tigers have something really super interesting this spring going on. And I want to make sure that we put it into the proper context of expectations. there is a ton riding on Jackson Job's success or failure. When Paul Skeens got called up, he was elevated to the highest rated pitching prospect in baseball.
He's the best pitcher in baseball almost. He was unbelievable.
No, I'm talking about Job.
Yeah, oh, I'm
Job
sorry,
was elevated to the highest rated pitching prospect
because
in baseball
Skeens got called
when Skeens got called up. And if you start thinking about what Jackson Job did last year, he pitched at four levels. He went from high A to the majors. And when he got to the majors, he was put into critical games in high-level situations. Welcome to the show. Here's the ball. Don't blow this lead. It's pretty remarkable what they did with Jackson Job, and it speaks to what they expect out of Jackson Job this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him. You look at the 2023 season that he had in the minors. He was ridiculously good. He didn't walk anybody, and he struck out everyone. Then you go to last year, and he started walking players a lot. Certainly a lot more than he had the year before, but was still pretty good and was able to matriculate through the minors and got that chance at the Tigers and had all this potential. You can see the stuff. There's a lot to like, but with his short opportunities he had with the Tigers did not look great. Some of that was induced by failures on the infield at the time, as I recall. There was some misplays that really kind of caused him to stay out there longer than he needed to. But he's been told, you're not a bullpen guy. You're going to be a starter. You know, last year was different. We needed you as a bullpen guy. That's what we did when we brought you up. This year, he's going to get every opportunity to make the rotation. It's not a guarantee that he will, but I feel like that's the expectation. And Scott Harris talked about it where he said, look, they know, they're well aware that if the guy starts the season and ends up, or if he ends up winning Rookie of the Year, that they get a higher draft pick as compensation because they gave him a chance as opposed to playing the game of
suppressing,
manipulating the service time and all that. And Scott Harris said, we're just going to play it by ear. We're not doing it either way of those parameters. We're doing what's best for the Tigers. So if Jackson Job pitches well in the spring, Jackson Job is likely to be a starter in this rotation.
The one thing about Jackson Job, and there's reason to be awfully excited about a 22-year-old pitcher, but his debut is coming in the wake of an extraordinary debut of Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
And I think there's a huge perception / expectation battle that's going to go on with Jackson Job. Just because he's not Paul Skeens-ish doesn't mean we shouldn't be excited. And yet we should be excited. But this is a pitcher who's never thrown more than 100 innings in a season at any level. And last year was four levels that he pitched at. So,
and will likely be on an innings count this year.
Yep. And we're a
very restricted.
Like we try and keep things in perspective here a little bit as best we can. Because I'm super excited about Jackson Job. But I don't want to show too much excitement to the point where we create Paul Skeens expectations, and anything short of that, people start saying he's a bust.
See, I don't think the expectation is Paul Skeens. Until you mentioned it, I never even thought of it. To me, the comparison is going to be Justin Verlander. That's where the comparison is going to come in, and is it unfair? Sure. You're talking about a future Hall of Famer and a guy, a multi-Cy Young Award winner, all the accolades he had here as a Tiger and moving on past that. And, you know, JV, that first year in 2005 when he made that start over 4th of July weekend or whatever it was, he against Cleveland did not look great.
Nope.
But made the rotation the next year in 2006 as a rookie and was good. At times he was great, but he was just typically pretty good for that team that went to the World Series and got better and better every year after that. That's the comparison that he's going to get because it's the Tigers' own comparison. And I don't know if it's fair or not, but this young man has a ton of hype about him. The fact that he can throw triple digits, which is something that Verlander couldn't do when Verlander was 22, but this guy can. and has this wicked curveball with 3,100 revolutions of spin or whatever the hell it is, and all the other sabermetric stuff that people like about him and reason to like him, he's going to come in with some pretty high expectations.
Do you know how many innings in that first full season JV threw?
I'm going to guess it was a lot because different era in baseball in 2006.
Yeah.
I would guess probably 180.
186.
Yeah, I don't think Jackson Jones gets to 140.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much over 100 he gets.
Right, yeah,
I mean, I'm super excited. I think a lot is riding on him. I'm not quite sure what you do with, like, if you're continuing to compete and he's in the rotation and the innings are piling up, you know, you hope that this is a good problem to have, that, hey, dude's helping you win. Don't want to overtax him too young in his career. But, you know, whether it's JV, whether it's Skeens, it's important to keep the expectations realistic for Jackson Jobe. You know, when he was given the baseball, and it was twice in the postseason, and one of them, yes, there wasn't great fielding behind him. It was in a Cleveland game, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. In Houston, game they won 5-2. Third of an inning, gave up two hits, two earned runs, and got a blown save, but they won the game. Second time was inning and a third, three hits, and one earned run. So it wasn't like he passed with flying colors. But they trusted him. Like, they gave him the ball in playoff games, which still is kind of mind-blowing, really, considering how little evidence they had at the major league level. He'd pitched twice before that.
Yeah, and the other thing Jackson Jobe is always going to be compared to is Marcel Lemaire, the shortstop who's in the Boston organization, who still hasn't broken through. But that's the guy there. People were like, we got to get the shortstop. He makes sense. And the Tigers are like, no, we like this other high school kid who's outstanding as a pitcher. And it's been maligned ever since. And yet, Mayer hasn't played. Jobe is already here.
Yeah.
And hopefully is part of this rotation. And yet, you look back, and could the Tigers use a shortstop? Of course they could. But top-end pitcher over a shortstop.
It is. It. Look, I know that some people, and I know Stoney's made virtually a career out of, should have had this guy, should have had that guy. You can drive yourself crazy.
Yes.
And there's literally not an organization in sports that can't go by and go cite 4 or 5 should have had players, right, in their history, which are heartbreaking. But
Max Clark and Wyatt Langford are going to be, you know, intertwined, yep, with Tiger fans.
I don't do it because I think it's basically, it's a commitment to misery. It's like, I'm going to make sure that I'm not happy with what we have. I'm going to dwell on what we passed on, where what it really comes down to is the best organizations get more right than wrong, but they'll get them wrong too. Yeah. And I can't do it. But with that said,
I think there's a ton of excitement on Jackson Jones.
And there should be. And I'm asking maybe you, maybe Kang, maybe the listeners, let's keep guardrails up and let's not get carried away. Because when you start to get carried away, if players have no expectation, then, and I don't mean, if nothing is, like, if they're not promised to be this or that, they're allowed to just be themselves. Like, right now, when you got Spencer Torkelson saying, I'm not going to watch video, you got Spencer Torkelson basically making a commitment to going back to try and simplifying things. I think Torque, is it possible here that Torque is a victim of being 1-1 and feeling the pressure of being 1-1? And I don't know. I mean, but I think when you're 1-1, baseball's hit rate, it creates an expectation being the top player in the draft, but it's so hard to live up to.
Yeah, it is. And Torque had other things going against him. I think there was an injury, if I'm not mistaken, in college. And then he gets drafted in 2020, and there's no minor league season in 2020. So he has to sit for that long a time before he has a chance to start his minor league career.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, you guys hear me talk a lot about Twin Peaks. It's hard not to. In terms of being a sports bar, no one does it better. But compared to other restaurants, they deserve your time. They don't just serve up bar food. It's elevated and impressive. Do you know They actually have a scratch kitchen. Their team is in there every day at 7 a.m. prepping all the food you're going to enjoy. Whether you're in town for the long weekend or not, Twin Peaks has something for everyone. For starters, they smoke their own ribs, brisket, chicken wings, and thighs. They cut their own New York strips. They hand-cut their chicken tenders and boneless wings. They make all their own salad dressings. They even hand-make their croutons. They're more than just burgers and wings. Try the Trophy Trout or Mom's Pot Roast and see for yourself. Now that we've touched on the food, it's time to talk about the bar. They have a bourbon list you don't see everywhere else. High-end favorites like Orphan Barrel, Jefferson Reserve, and Blanton's. Even high-end tequilas like Cinco Añejo or Don Julio 1942. And you know about the coldest beer in the state, the teeth-chattering 29 degrees. Pair it all up with the wall-to-wall TVs, the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. Forget about it. Come see why Twin Peaks is a difference maker on the weekend. Twin Peaks, eat, drinks, scenic views.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Interesting.
I'm looking here during the commercial. Kang brought us to our attention. Cody Stavenhagen has a tweet here. Was this a statement or is this a quote? Kang, sorry. This is just breaking right now. Something Scott Harris, Tigers president, just said. Do we know if he released a statement or was this?
This is a pretty long quote. It looks like it's a statement.
All right. Well, I'll just read it. This is from Cody Stavenhagen on Twitter. And Scott Harris today on Alex Bregman. Was I disappointed? I don't think I would characterize my emotions that way. I would say we want players who want to be here. I say it a lot because I mean it. We want players who want to be Tigers. We made a very compelling offer to Alex Bregman, but he chose to sign somewhere else. That's fine. We knew that was a possibility throughout the process, and we planned for that outcome. We're fortunate to be in a spot where we have an owner in Chris who gives us the flexibility to chase the lead free agents. We're going to land those guys sometimes, like we did with Jack Flaherty. Sometimes we're not, and that's fine. But heading into this entire process, we knew that given all the work we had done on the development and acquisition front, we were going to be able to run out a really good team with or without Alex Bregman.
There's more to it, because it was not a statement. He was speaking in front of the media.
Okay.
He then said, we have Jace Young, who mashed his way through the minor leagues. Left-handed hitter, deserves a lot of reps at this level. We have Matt Vierling, who's versatile and athletic right-handed bat, who put up sneaky good year last year. We also have Andy Ibañez, who's a lefty killer, who plays really good defense at third base. Those guys are going to help us win a lot of games this year. We also have a lot of young talent coming real fast through the farm system, and a lot of them play on the left side of the infield. We're going to be just fine without Alex Bregman. And we still have a clubhouse that just got to the postseason and just beat a team with Alex Bregman. So it clearly can be done. We just got to focus on the guys we have in camp right now, and we got to get after it in spring because we got to get a lot better to be able to compete in this division. And that's from Evan Petzold had released the or tweeted out the whole message there from Scott Harris, which is, it's interesting because you don't really hear GMs talk about the one that got away.
Nope.
You really don't. But Scott Harris did. He must have felt compelled to, I got to address this. And in addressing it, it instills confidence in the team that he has. It shows his support for the ownership, for giving him the opportunity to go out and get guys that they feel necessary.
Yep.
And all the while still flexes a little bit when you say we're going to be just fine with Alex Bregman.
We just beat Alex Bregman.
I think it's pretty cool that he came out and said this. And again, you don't typically see this from general managers in any sport where they're going to talk about the guy that they just missed out on in this detail.
Yeah.
Might just be, well, you know, which say we made a competitive offer and he chose to go his own way. So good luck to him, but we've got a team we like. And that'd be like it. This was, hold on. Here's what we have. Here's why we're cool with it. And, you know, we beat your team last year.
Not mad.
Mm-mm.
Although there's a little bit of mad in there. A little bit. But that's really, really interesting. So, look, we've been dealing with a Tiger team that, honestly, what we do for a living is talk about our teams, and it's really fun when they're winning. And when they're not, typically what we do is, okay, what's the path to getting better? We would get shut down in those conversations over the last few years saying it's a moot point, they're not going to spend. They're not going to compete because they're not going to spend. And we'd see that feedback come in, and it, you know, when we're trying to figure things out, we go, well, are they not going to spend, or are they just not going to spend yet? So now they've had $55 million to the payroll. They made another commitment to spend over $28 million, $28.5 million on a player that I mean, I think you can make a strong argument. It isn't even worth that, let alone what he got at $40 million, but he would make them better for sure next year. I think that's pretty safe. Is that narrative or that skepticism is a better way to put it done? Like, if you were one of those skeptics, are you feeling a little bit better? Hey, we're going to make that offer. We tweeted out that question earlier. Now, Scott Harris today has added fuel to the fire by making this statement, which is great. I like the statement. It's, we're going to be fine with or without Alex Bregman. We got a lot on the come up right now that we like with the players in the organization. And we think we can compete at a high level. Hell, we just beat Alex Bregman.
Yeah. And he was specifically talking about third base and the left side of the infield, whether it was prospects they have on the left side of the infield, be it Howie Lee or, you know, Bryce Rayner or Kevin McGonigal, or the players they have now with, you know, Sweeney and the aforementioned triumvirate of third basemen that they have right now at the major league level with Vierling, Young, and Ibanez.
Here's some of the feedback we're getting via Twitter. This is from Raymond. It totally kills the narrative. To offer almost $200 million over 6 years, that's a deal that Chris Illich doesn't make in the past. And if it was an offer that he knew Bregman wouldn't accept, but would just get good press coverage over and over, the world may never know. Greg writes in, that offer at our ballpark wasn't going to entice him. A trade for an actual third baseman is the only way this narrative doesn't die. They have convinced this fan base to be fiscally prudent, a.k.a. cheap with no salary cap. They've convinced the fan base to be fiscally prudent? I don't know what that means. Maybe it means
that
to
they've
accept.
Gotten the narrative out there, yeah, that the fan base is, yeah. Rather than taking chances. I don't know. You know me, I get very defensive about the ballpark because I think it's overstated how punitive it is to hitters.
I think you overstate how overstated it is.
I may.
Oh, people, yeah, well, I think.
People bring it up all the time, and you know, if you go and look at numbers on it, it's not as punitive as you think.
You don't know what people think.
Well, I suppose that's
true. You are offering
to this person who just texted, I will say that, you know, when you were going to say that the ballpark is a reason that Alex Bregman's not here, that's Alex Bregman's fault. That's Alex Bregman's fault. If he hasn't played well here, I would offer up, it's not because of the park, it's because you couldn't handle the pitching.
Joe writes in, we could have matched the Red Sox offer. I'd rather pay a premium for 3 years than $30 million a year when he's terrible at the end. If they had matched the Red Sox offer, he still would have taken the Red Sox offer. They would have exceeded. And yes, I believe because of the ballpark. And
well, in that case, I would agree with you because he would put up and he should put up better numbers at Fenway than he would at Comerica Park.
This isn't about Bregman, by the way. This is about, are the Tigers now in a new era? Do you believe that the Tigers are in a new era? Coach A writes in, I think what happens is, we'll read that one. Next one from Matt, it matters, but they need to pivot and spend some money elsewhere. Maybe not the $30 million they were offering Bregman, but go get another bat for $15 to $20 million. Don't just throw your hands up and say, oh, we tried, so we're good.
Well, at this point, there aren't many bats left.
No, it's a trade is the most likely
thing. That's where it is.
Well, that's what Scott Harris said also to the writer today. Steven Hagen has the next quote as Scott Harrison asking, someone asked if they want to add a right-handed bat to the lineup, and Scott Harris said, I don't think there's going to be one coming through free agency. We're going to explore trade opportunities, but we feel good about the group we have moving forward, and that group is going to continue to get better. So if they do add, it sounds like through trade, not free agency.
That is actually kind of a smart talking out of both sides of your mouth. We're going to try, but we're still happy with what we have. Because if your try is ineffective and you don't get that trade done, you got to have to you don't give up. You show faith in the guys you have.
That says to me that the going to try part is looking at guys in spring training, but not likely there. But by the trade deadline, very likely.
248-539-9797.
Well, clearly they wanted Bregman, and they wanted to get better at that position, right? And mm-hmm. So, yeah, but if you don't get him, you got to back it up, and with the fans, with the players you have on the team, that we do have confidence in what we have. But let's not ignore the fact that you did go try and get somebody else to replace those guys, right? And the thing that we keep saying over the last couple of days is, you know, you don't want someone who doesn't want to be here. Well, they literally offered him a job. And he said no. He did not want to be here compared to some being somewhere else. So I guess my question is, not whether they'll spend or not, or maybe it's part of it, is how do you avoid this from happening in the future?
Well, I mean, I think the only thing you could do is try and be better and be a more attractive place to play.
And how is that? In just terms winning of, culture?
Yeah, winning. You have a winning culture. You have an exciting young lineup that people want to be a part of. You know, I don't think they're going to change the dimensions again.
Yeah, exactly. That thing is always going to... It is. I don't care how punitive or you think it is or isn't. Well, ballpark dimensions affect where players want to go.
248-539-9797. All right, Jim Nance said something, and I'm intrigued to get your answer to the same question. We'll get to that today at 12:05. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.